This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed Zulu. Change your mind. And by XMWX Weather. It's as vital as vision. So have you changed your mind about who has the world's best headset? Come by our tent outside Hangar B and see why Zulu's comfort, sound quality, and A&R is better than anything else you've ever tried. It also has Bluetooth connectivity and works with either battery or panel power. There's also a helicopter model. No other headset delivers the complete Zulu package.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh. We're with Brent Waters of Cirrus Aircraft. Brent, Cirrus has a statement to deliver on the future of the Vision Jet program. Can you elaborate, please?
Well, we wanted to get the message out to people about this situation with Alan Klatmeyer and kind of close the loop once and for all on the situation. Interestingly, we were never out looking for assistance, other people to partner with on this program. Alan Klatmeyer approached us, and we agreed to listen. As I said, when Alan initially announced publicly his desire to submit a proposal to Cirrus, I said the JET is an important strategic initiative for Cirrus, and that I viewed the future of the JET as almost certainly within the four walls of Cirrus, and that we never contemplated spinning it out as a separate entity. It's a strategic initiative for Cirrus, and that Cirrus was committed to it. I viewed it the likelihood that we would continue to be running the program for the future and bringing it to its logical conclusion is very high, and the likelihood of success of some external effort by Alan or by others as remote. But Alan approached us, and we agreed to listen, and we were very skeptical that in this economic environment that funds could be raised to do this program. We've always said we're going to do it ourselves, and there's going to be some capital that's required from outside at some point, but today, that's just not available. And we gave Alan a chance to an opportunity to look at this program and make a proposal, but apparently he hasn't been able to raise the sufficient funding or commitments for his effort. And I think it's important that we make clear to our deposit holders, our customers, the people that are interested in this JET moving forward and being successful, that nothing has changed about the JET program. We were plowing ahead before. We were plowing ahead while Alan was pursuing his own initiative, and we're plowing ahead today.
Okay, but was it a case of him not being able to raise the money, or was it a case of you two not being able to agree on price?
That's a great question. First of all, when he made a proposal, when he originally announced his desire to do this and asserted that we were behind, cooperating with it all, we were willing to listen, but there was no substance to the proposal. When he ultimately provided a proposal with some substance, the Cirrus board worked diligently and as recently as a couple of days ago made significant concessions to try to make his effort as successful as possible. But and I would argue that we were very, very close, and I mean very close, on valuation. It wasn't about valuation. He elected to unilaterally withdraw himself from the negotiation. There was no impasse that was reached on the negotiations. We interpreted this as an inability to secure investors because we were very close.
Okay. What's the next step in the JET program? First of all, do you see any possibility of a reopening of negotiations? Are you still interested in Alan Klatmeyer and his group of investors, if they exist?
I don't see any possibility of that. Look, I don't want to close the door on anything. Anything is possible, but I just don't think that there's much likelihood of that. I've argued from the very beginning, from the moment this was thrust into the public sector and announced somewhat prematurely, I have said this JET project is best done inside Cirrus's four walls. And I think the next steps are exactly what we've been executing. During this whole time, this is a distraction, but we have been executing the program and moving it forward. That should be abundantly clear to the people who attended Oshkosh this week and abundantly clear to the people who attended our COPA migration back in June. This program is making progress. Would we like it to move faster? Sure, we'd love it to move faster if we could make it happen. But this program is going forward on the plan that we wanted to execute inside Cirrus, consistent with what I and others have said, since this all became a public matter. So, Cirrus is a healthy business. We're obviously selling airplanes and doing very well in the marketplace. We're using those dollars to fund the jet, and we're devoting every dollar to that R&D effort. I don't see any change, and this is a sort of a sideshow and a distraction for us because it doesn't change our path at all.
Brent, what has the reaction been from position holders and others involved with Cirrus, and what are you telling them about the financial status of the jet program and of Cirrus as a whole?
One of the most interesting things that's come out of this is that we've had multiple inbound financing inquiries, parties interested in financing the JET program have really realized that through the sort of very public nature of these discussions, ironically, with Alan, that they had a significant interest. They've expressed a significant interest in investing in Cirrus and funding the JET program. And one of the most interesting things is that these are not parties where funding is in doubt. It's obvious to the casual observer that they have substantial funding, more than plenty of funding to complete the entire program, frankly. They are very well-heeled parties, and we're pursuing those and exploring the possibilities with those. So the most interesting thing that's come out of it is all of these other financing and the financial opportunities for the business, and that's very encouraging. What I've been telling a lot of the deposit holders who ask and certainly express some question about what's going to happen next is that we've been funding this thing with cash flow. We will continue to fund it with cash flow. We're selling airplanes. We have a great business. We're selling airplanes. We are doing very well in the marketplace, which should be abundantly clear to those who sort of took a look at Oshkosh and have seen us over the last couple of months. So cash flow is helping us fund the program, but we also have these very interesting other financing opportunities, and we will pursue them and see where they go.
So, Brent, what about Alan Klappmeyer's future with Cirrus?
Well, Alan has always been a part of the business and, had played an integral role over the last year on the board. But, I think after this month, his role and participation on the board will be for the board to decide, but he will no longer be chairman of the board.
Okay. And, well, who decides whether or not he will be chairman? Is that a board decision, or is that an Arcapita decision, or is it your decision?
Well, that's a board decision. He was notified several months ago that he would no longer be board chairman anymore, and that's effective here in August.
All right. Well, we appreciate your comments today, Brent. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture 2009 in Hangar C.